Well, hello, everyone. This is Carrie Dickey, and you are about to hear excerpts from a call that was recorded earlier this evening, January 19, 2015. Let me take just a moment to share a little bit about these two doctors we heard from earlier this evening. First of all, Dr. Sveta Silverman is an amazing woman from Alberta, Canada. She has not one, but two doctorates of medicine, one from the University of Alberta in Edmonton, and the second, a doctorate of medicine with a specialty in pediatric surgery from the USSR. From 2009 till the present, she specializes in breast pathology. She's a reviewer at the Cross Cancer Institute in Edmonton, Alberta. From 1987 to 2000, she was a pediatric surgeon, 9th State Pediatric Hospital in Russia. She is a member of the Canadian Association of Pathologists, the American Society of Clinical Pathologists, and the International Association of Pathologists. Her interests include breast pathology, and she received an Outstanding Teacher Award. She is an incredible, incredible instructor and educator. She is proficient in English, Russian, and Hebrew, and she currently sits on the LifeVantage Medical Advisory Board. Her hobbies include tennis, classical music, and nutrition. And again, my favorite thing about Dr. Silverman is her heart. We will also hear from Dr. Sean Talbot, who is the Chief Science Officer at LifeVantage. Dr. Talbot is the recipient of a dozen competitive research awards and has published over 200 articles and 10 books on nutrition, health, and fitness. He holds a diploma in sports nutrition from the International Olympic Committee and has served as a nutrition consultant and educator for elite-level athletes in a variety of sports, including professional triathletes, members of the Utah Jazz of the National Basketball Association, the United States Ski and Snowboard Association during the 2002 Winter Olympic Games, the Performance Enhancement Team for United States Track and Field Association, and the United States Olympic Training Centers. Dr. Talbot received his MS in Exercise Science from the University of Massachusetts and his PhD in Nutritional Biochemistry from Rutgers University. He has completed the Entrepreneurial Master's Program from the Massachusetts Institute of Technology and is a fellow of both the American College of Sports Medicine and the American College of Nutrition. Dr. Talbot's scientific background in nutrition and product development helped further his mission for LifeVantage of bringing the next phase of natural products for helping people to perform at their peak mental and physical potential. Sean and his wife, Julie, have two children and two field spaniels, two dogs. He loves to ski and is an avid competitor in triathlons, including 16 Ironman races and ultra marathons, 50 to 100 miles. Unbelievable. As you listen to the call this evening, I want you to focus on your opportunity to be first to market with this important information. Here we go. Let's let Dr. Sveta talk because she has a commitment at 6:30. And thank you, Dr. Talbot, for your patience. And thank you both for being here.
Thank you for your absolutely kind introduction. Thank you for being my friend. Thank you, Dr. Talbot, for being an incredible inspiration. My LifeVantage started with product. My LifeVantage started with Protandim because I thought that Protandim, to be honest with you, is a no-brainer consisting of five superfoods botanicals. But with a synergy of those five superfoods botanicals, how can you go wrong? That's number one. So now going to London, actually to Cambridge, and attending this incredibly scientific conference on the future of NRF2 in disease and in health, it strengthened my belief for what we are doing levels and levels and levels. Not only the science is behind us, in many, many levels, the science is probably what we have is a decade I had most of the substances that these outstanding scientists use on their animals and cell models are synthetic ingredients, and at the best, they use sulforaphane, as you know, one of NRF2 activators. And as all of us know, we actually do have one of the peer-reviewed studies published and analyzed that protandim is 7 times more potent than sulforaphane. There were multiple studies presented on the benefits of sulforaphane upon NRF2 activation in kidney disease, in skin cancer. One of the substances, and again, all of us are aware of it, is bardoxolone. Now is coming back on the market with advances in melanoma. Guess what? We have a study on protandim and melanoma. On pulmonary hypertension, again, guess what? We have a study in circulation, the only study published and branded nutraceutical in circulation on protandim and pulmonary hypertension. So, you know, my belief is growing higher and higher and higher, and I would like to put my medical interest into treating patients in the most natural and body-wise complex way of integrative and functional medicine with proper supplementation. And without protandim, I kind of don't see the complexity of that practice and completeness of that practice.
Amazing, Dr. Sveta. We're so, so excited. So you were there and you presented some of your own findings. I mean, I want to say that protandim is not meant to cure, treat, prevent, or mitigate disease. We have to say this again and again. I know I'm just excited about you being there. And tell us, how many people knew about it? I mean, how many people know about NRF2 activation at this point?
Well, everybody at this conference knew about NRF2 activation, absolutely. Not very few people knew about protandim. They were very surprised looking at my poster. And trust me, guys, I presented a very, very simple, observational, non-assuming study.
Listen, if somebody asked you to explain what NRF2 is, I'm going to ask you and Sean, what would you tell them? What's an easy way for us, just simple, because we are not scientists. We don't want to be mini Sveta Silvermans, and we don't want to run around and be mini Dr. Talbots either. But if you had to tell people what to say to make it very, very simple, what would you say?
NRF2 is a switch to turn on the cellular vacuum cleaner.
Wow.
That's a great way to say it, Sveta. What I tell people is, you know, I'll explain them that the NRF2 pathway in the cell is like a thermostat for cellular stress. So whenever the cell is under any sort of stress, that NRF2 protein senses that and basically leaps into action. That activates the switch for the cell to protect itself from whatever is stressing it out. And even more importantly, not only just protect it, but also induce this whole pathway of cleaning up the damage that does slip through. So, you know, NRF2 is doing a lot of stuff to keep those cells viable, to help them adapt to the stressful world that's around us.
And this is amazing. This is amazing. And the amazing part about protandim, that it only that's the belief that I encountered in Cambridge, that protandim cannot upregulate NRF2 in the abnormal way. It only can bring up this NRF2 in the proper, healthy way, and that the way that exactly what Dr. Talbot just undermined.
Fantastic. I'm so excited. Sveta, I am so grateful. I know you have a presentation. We're halfway through. Dr. Sean Talbot, thank you for being here. And, you know, I want you to share whatever you'd like to share tonight about what you found out in Cambridge. And thank you both for being here. Go ahead, Sean.
Yeah, sure. Thanks for having me on the call. So, you know, this was an incredible conference to go to. So, Dr. Silverman presented her breast cancer data, which was phenomenal, and I presented sort of an overview of general phytonutrient activation of the NRF2 pathway. So, I was able to present, you know, compare and contrast. You know, what does sulforaphane do? What does our NRF2 blend do? I was able to show some data about the individual ingredients in the Protandim blend. You know, so what does ashwagandha look like in terms of its NRF2 activation? What does bacopa look like? What does green tea look like? And then, importantly, I was able to show what the Protandim blend looks mm-hmm. like, whether we looked at the U.S. Protandim formula or the Japan Protandim formula, which are a little bit different because of regulatory reasons. And it's a very, very clear graph. I'm actually going to share this graph when I present at the science seminar in San Antonio next week. But there's a clear, even to a non-scientist, you can see the synergistic effect of the Protandim blend compared to the NRF2 activation of any of the ingredients. So, and that was one of the things that the other scientists at this NRF2 conference found amazing, that this idea of natural ingredients synergizing in that way to activate this protective pathway in the cells at a level and at a dosage that is, I mean, really, really unheard of. So that was a cool aspect of it. But the thing that I really took away from this conference, so first of all, going into it, this is the first time that there's ever been an international scientific conference just devoted to the NRF2 pathway and just looking at NRF2 metabolism. You know, up until this point a couple of weeks ago, what you'd have to do is, you know, you'd get a little bit of NRF2 information at the neurology conference, and you'd get a little bit of NRF2 information at the muscle metabolism conference, and we're starting to see it come into the cardiology conferences and the diabetes conferences, and we actually have seen it the last couple of years coming into some of the anti-aging conferences. But it's getting to a point now where the scientists around the world who are doing this work have said, wait a minute, this is getting to a fever pitch in academia, that we need to have a conference devoted just to it. So it was 3 days of, I mean, it was brain melting, because, you know, Sveta and I would come out of the sessions at the end of every day just going, oh my gosh, because it was, you know, the expert in the world in NRF2 metabolism in the brain would give a presentation about all their research, and then someone who was the expert in NRF2 metabolism in the skin would give an overview of all their research. So it was just like literally drinking from a fire hose. But the thing that I left there with and came back to the States with was exactly what I said to Doug Robinson. When I got back, poked my head into Doug Robinson's office, our CEO, and said, hey, I'm back, I survived. And he said, well, come on in, tell me, how was it? I said, it was great, presentation was very well received, a lot of good information. But you know what really did it for me mm-hmm. as a scientist is that, you know, we go out and we talk about the, you know, quote-unquote miraculous benefits of Protandim and the miraculous benefits of True Science and now the miraculous benefits of Axio. And I say in quotes miraculous because as a scientist, sometimes it almost feels like we're overhyping the science that we have. Even though we've got 20 studies on the Protandim blend and we've got a bunch of other studies on True Science and Axio and everything else, we've got a lot of studies going. As a scientist, you're always kind of going, "Huh, is this real? Is this are we maybe going a little bit overboard with it?" And what I said to Doug was, after this NRF2 conference, I think we're underreporting what we have, because coming out of that conference, it made me feel so. Just, I mean, literally, I have goosebumps when I think about what we have in our hands in terms of all this Protandim work, all this True Science work, all this Axio work that we're doing is pointing to these literally life-changing benefits. The future is so, so bright with what we've got our hands on, and it's just good to get that reassurance from other researchers around the world that what we're doing is going to be good for the heart, and it's going to be good for the brain, and it's going to be good for the skin, and it's going to be good for all of these tissues. When I went around to all of these poster sessions, I blogged about all 3 days on my blog, SeanTalbot.com, and you can see from the poster sessions, look, here's what happens with Nrf2 activation when we look at energy metabolism and mitochondrial biogenesis and lipid metabolism and muscle protein synthesis, and it just goes on and on and on. And the more you peel back the layers of the onion, the better and better and better the story gets. You know, we say it's the future of where science and medicine is going, and you come back from a conference like this and you can't help but go, yeah, that's exactly what's happening.
Oh, Sean, I swear, a call like this needs to happen in the morning because I'm not going to sleep all night. I mean, underreporting that is so exciting, and words like fever pitch. And now, for the first time ever, there was a conference on Nrf2 alone.
So think of it this way. These were the world leaders in Nrf2 metabolism at this conference, and there were maybe 100 of us there. You know, I mean, these are early, early days. You know, all the pharmaceutical companies are looking at this. But even from the perspective of a pharmaceutical company, you're not jumping into this area because it's a quick hit. You're jumping into this area because this is a 20, 30, 40-year-old runway that you're getting on now, and you're going to be helping people for that amount of time. It really, really is the sea change of how we're thinking about protecting and I'll say this, because I'm not saying this to try to promote the products. What we talked about at the conference was this is a way to think about inducing a healing response in fill in the blank of whatever tissue that we're talking about. We had people up there talking about activating Nrf2 as a potential, not cure, but a way to prevent diseases like Alzheimer's and Parkinson's and ALS and a whole long list of cancers from even occurring in the first place. Because think about what you could do. If you could flip this switch that senses stress and repairs damage, you could put that tissue in a rapidly healing state where it doesn't get damaged and it doesn't get sick and it doesn't break down and it doesn't get into the problem that you then have to go in there and fix. It's like a perpetual motion kind of an idea that it's a big, big idea. And to get your head around that is really difficult for a lot of people. But we haven't even scratched the surface of the surface of the surface with where this can go. So, I mean, it's still early days.
Absolutely. I have to jump right back to something you said, and it got me excited. Not a quick hit. This is not a quick hit. It is a 30 to 40 year runway. I mean, that makes my heart jump. Really quick, I know I'm getting texts all over the place. Sharice Matthew says, OMG, amazing. We're very excited. But listen, real quick, what do you have to say about canine health inside of animals? And I know you're not Natalie Chevreau, but I know you know what's in our skincare products. And my son looked at me today and he said, Mom, I just saw one of my friend's mothers, and she is not looking so good. She said, my son said, your skin looks amazing. You're aging really well, Mom. I think you needed to go talk to Catherine. So what do you have? I mean, that's for my 18-year-old son. That's pretty observant. So either he wanted some money or he really noticed the difference in my skin. But what would you say about canine health, and what would you say about our skincare? And if you want to give a quick word about Axio, we would be delighted. We have about 5 more minutes.
Yeah. So, you know, with canine health, one of the things I love about it is that we're able to have this protective effect in our favorite little buddies. You know, I've got 2 dogs that I run a lot, and you know, they've always got their noses down on the ground, sniffing in all those terrible pesticides and all the garbage that's on the grass. You know, pesticides and fertilizers and all that kind of stuff. And so, not only do dogs have more oxidative damage and more cellular stress than humans do on a sort of pound by pound basis, but then they have higher exposure to all that junk. So they need that Nrf2 activation probably more than a human does. So it's good for them from that standpoint. The thing I like about true science, and you're gonna get an earful of this from Dr. Chevreau when we're in San Antonio in the science seminars. What we're doing, and I hope I don't overstep bounds here, but like what you're gonna hear about is the fact that topically we're able to see the effects in the skin of Nrf2 activation that you can't necessarily see in your arteries and see in your liver cells and see in your kidney cells and et cetera, that's happening internally. We're inducing a healing response in those tissues because of activating Nrf2. We're able to measure it in different ways when we look at skin just because of the nature of how we measure Nrf2 activation and how we measure Nrf2 protein levels and how we measure cellular damage. Some of it's a little bit easier to quantify scientifically in skin. So you're going to be able to see that kind of stuff in the science seminar, that not only are we making the skin look better, which is wonderful, we're making the skin healthier because we're improving the skin's ability to not only fight damage but repair damage. Now, cosmetics aren't supposed to do that. Cosmetics are only supposed to make us look prettier. They're only supposed to reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. What we're doing is making the skin healthier and making the skin better able to resist the damage from the environment around us. That's exactly what's happening with Protandim throughout the body systemically. It's just harder for us to put our finger on because it's happening internally. So and then with Axio, you know, we don't talk so much about the Nrf2 activating benefits of Axio because people feel that product. You know, you can feel your energy levels, you can feel your mood, you can feel your motivation. But what the reason that we're getting that effect is because the Nrf2 activators in Axio are sort of brain focused. They're things that work in the brain more predominantly than they work in other parts of the body. You know, so things like New Zealand pine bark and quercetin and the specific green tea extract that we have in there all contain Nrf2 activating ingredients that are specific for neurons, specific for the nervous system. So we're getting that sort of brain performance benefit through you might call it a directed Nrf2 activation. And that right there is probably the future for where all this is going to go from a natural perspective, that we can direct it towards the skin if we want that beauty effect, towards the brain if we want that mental effect, towards the muscles if we want that effect, towards the fat tissue if we want an adipose effect. That's where the future of this Nrf2 metabolism is going to go. It's certainly where the pharmaceutical companies are going to go, and we're able to do that from a phytonutrient natural perspective. So it's a really, really exciting time right now from a scientific perspective.
We are so excited to have you as our chief science officer. You are amazing, so well-spoken, and I just am so grateful that you joined us tonight. So I'm going to let you get back to your family and tell everybody who our two amazing guests are next week. But I could listen to you all night long. So thank you.
Thanks for having me. Bye-bye.
It was a blast. Too short, but really, really fun. So you guys, next week, I'm so excited to tell you that we are going to have our one of our favorites. This gentleman is so well-spoken, Dr. Don D. Nettles from Arizona. I'll tell you more about Dr. Don D. next week. Also, Dr. Robert Chesney, Chief of Cardiology at Sentinella Hospital in Inglewood, California, will be our guest as well. And he will be the next Chief of Staff at Sentinella. He's the Chief of Cardiology at Tommy Lasorda Heart Center. Listen to this. This guy, Dr. Bob Chesney, has done 24,600 angiograms, 16,000 angioplasties. He is a pioneer in the field way back in the early 1980s. He is a hoot, so you will not want to miss the call next week. Again, I want to, in case somebody was late, I want to repeat that Dr. Talbot said this is not a quick hit. Nrf2 activation, LifeVantage, it's not a quick hit. It's a 30 to 40 year runway. We are part of a sea change. So thank you for joining me tonight, 30 minutes on the dot. You guys are amazing. I love each and every one of you, and I want Pro 10 for all of you. So use these calls, share them with your people, and we'll talk to you next week. Happy Martin Luther King Day. Bye-bye.